You've discovered a sound point from Minnesota Public Radio.
Hey, my name is Peter Morales. I'm a visual artist working primarily in sculpture. I've done a number of public art pieces. So we're right outside of Ancient Traders Market between 11th and 13th Avenues on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. My sculptural fountain that is right outside of the Ancient Traders Market is called Water of the Dudum Spirits. So most people know about totems. So Dudum is the Ojibwe word for totem. I thought of the creation stories, and the story holds that in the beginning there was just water, and different animals go down to the bottom and try to bring up mud or something like that. But it was the turtle that was successful in creating land by emerging from the water, and its shell could be used as a base for all land life to be able to have a foothold, so to speak. And so the turtle not only emerges out of the water to create land, but also in this case, the turtle gives you water. As you press a button, the water comes out of the turtle's mouth. Then I added some other elements to it. The fish that's underneath the water level is part of the water, and in this case, it becomes the support for the whole structure. And then atop the turtle, we have a trickster, a crow, which is a local bird. But the story of this particular trickster is that he's making sure that you're using the water wisely. And so he's not really looking at the turtle, he's looking at you. And if you don't use the water wisely, if you're not respectful, then he will make the water flow backwards. The crow has a slightly menacing look to him. He's got a big beak and big dark eyes, and he might even look like he's frowning a little bit just from the shape of his eyeballs. The turtle's shell, it looks like a turtle shell, but it also might be, suggestive of longitude and latitude lines. So the idea, going back to the idea of the turtle island. So when people come to drink out of this fountain, I want them to think about what is the story behind this sculpture? Why does it have these creatures on it? And I have a sense that there are a lot of people that are already ready to embrace the story or create one that's in line with what I was playing with.
This has been a Sound Point from Minnesota Public Radio. What story do these animals evoke for you? We're listening, so leave your message after the beep. Or tell us a story about your community that you think we should know. Leave your name and number if you want us to follow up. Thanks for listening.